This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, CCNS Oral Argument Before EAB to Terminate LANL Outfall. In late January, the Environmental Appeals Board determined an oral argument would assist the board in its deliberations about the Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety, CCNS, appeal to terminate a discharge pipe at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, from the Clean Water Act industrial permit. The hearing is scheduled for Thursday, February 22nd in Washington, D.C. The pipe, known as Outfall 051, discharged liquids from the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility from 1963 until November of 2010. Under the Clean Water Act, a facility must have a discharge in order to receive a permit. Even though no discharge has occurred in over 7 years, Outfall 051 remains on the permit. The treatment facility receives liquid wastes from facilities which handle radioactive, toxic, and hazardous materials from across LANL, including the closely located plutonium facility. Most of the liquid wastes are generated by nuclear weapons research, development, and manufacturing. The current permit allows for the discharge of 40,000 gallons per day of treated liquids into a small canyon that flows into Morton Dead Canyon. Since LANL adopted zero discharge, it uses a mechanical system to evaporate treated water into the air. Leaving the outfall on the permit has serious impacts. The treatment facility manages drums of hazardous waste. It would normally be regulated by the New Mexico Hazardous Waste Act, which calls for detailed regulation and provides for enhanced public participation. But under the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, rule, called the Wastewater Treatment Unit Exemption, if a facility is regulated under a Clean Water Act permit, that facility is exempt from the Hazardous Waste Act. LANL has struggled to keep this exemption. In a 1998 report about conversion to a zero-discharge system, LANL acknowledged that if it stopped discharging through Outfall 051, it could lose the exemption and the, quote, loss of this exemption would mean that the facility would be required to meet additional hazardous waste regulatory guidelines regarding waste treatment practices. The facility would need to manage the pollutants in the waste stream and so have much better knowledge of and control over waste discharge to it for treatment, end quote. It also acknowledged that enhanced public participation would be required. In June 2016, CCNS, through its attorney, John Block, with the New Mexico Environmental Law Center, and Lindsay A. Lovejoy, requested EPA to terminate Outfall 051 from the permit. In August 2017, EPA denied CCNS's request. In September, CCNS appealed the denial to the EPA's Environmental Appeals Board in Washington, D.C. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, "Your support for this important and essential work is greatly appreciated. To make a tax-deductible contribution, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Thank you," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.